Okay, let's go over here to Bob, who's calling us from South Seattle. Hi, Bob.
Good morning or afternoon.
Whichever it is.
Yeah, my question is, there any way to get rid of hives?
Yes, sir, there certainly is. I picked it up from a medical journal published in 1926. I am not kidding you.
Okay.
That was a dermatologist, and he claimed to have cured 150 people. Actually, it was 149, I made a mistake, from chronic hives. And so I tried it out, and damn, it works every time. I am not
Okay.
kidding. Now, what he did was to give injections of extract from spleen and thymus. Extract from spleen and thymus, those are the two major regulatory glands of the immune system. Imagine that. And the thymus is the major one, and the spleen is kind of a helper, but they both help to regulate the immune system. And so the shots are something a person can learn to do them themselves if they want to, so they don't have to pay the fee to the doctor or the nurse to give the shot. We usually teach people how to do them. It usually takes three shots of each, and I do mean three shots, not three vials, because there's more than one shot in most vials. Anyway, and the hives, they just go. And you would be the first one to have that fail, sir. I haven't seen it since I read that. I read that about, let's see, published 1926. Nope, I wasn't around. I read that in the 90s sometime.
Spleen and thymus. Can any MD do that? Are they familiar with this?
No, sir. They do not read old medical journals. I think they think everybody back then was dumb. That's one reason. And number two, they haven't got salespeople coming around pushing it to them. And that's the patent problem.
Okay, so the doctor would probably would not have it on his shelf.
Good grief, no, sir. In fact, we have to order it from overseas because a certain agency won't allow it to be manufactured in this country.
Yeah, he called it urticaria or something.
That's it. You got it, sir. It's urticaria. That's the technical term.
Urticaria. Okay,
And
yeah.
those can be.
Like if I lean back on a chair, eventually, after a little while, I get this breakout across my shoulder blades and back, kind of a bumpy, itchy rash. And the doctor prescribed antihistamines, which
Of
don't do
course.
much. Anti-itch cream seems to help quite a bit, but I'd
Well,
like to get rid of them permanently.
that's the nice thing about the thymus and spleen, sir. Again, I cannot guarantee it, but I can tell you that since the 90s, every case of chronic hives, or urticaria, which is the technical term, has gone away and stayed away after that small series of injections.
Okay, so if I run this by my doctor, he can probably order that in.
No, sir, he'll probably refuse. I'm sorry. Other people have asked their doctors. I don't mind you asking your doctor. Go for it. But the chances of you getting any results are very
Can
small.
your clinic do that?
Of course, we do it, I wouldn't say all the time because we don't see people all the time with chronic hives, but when we do see one, that's what we always do, and all of our doctors know that.
Okay, I'll follow up on that. Thank you kindly.
Well, you're welcome and thank you for calling. That can be a real problem, and this allows me to say one other thing, if you don't mind, sir,
Yeah.
and that is we've also treated people who do not have the hives but have cases of chronic itch, 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 itch all over the place, and nobody can find out why they're itching. And we do the same treatment, which was not published in 1926. I just figured if it worked for hives, it would work for for itching. And it does.
Okay, I'd have to see your doctor ahead of time to have him order it in.
Yes, mostly because there's this state law that says that if we don't see people in person once, that they might come and get us. And it's not a state law, it's a state regulation. And they do tend to come and get alternative medicine doctors much more than doctors who follow the party line, sir.
Okay, and they would be aware of the correct dosage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll follow up on that. Thank you.